Hello again, you're listening to the news at one. Two young teenagers remain in hospital in Galway today following yesterday's car crash outside Headford in County Galway that claimed the lives of two of their friends. Kirsty Bowen and Lucas Joyce, both aged 14, died when the car they were travelling in hit a tree near the N84. Counselling services for friends of the dead and injured teenagers are being offered at their school this morning. We can hear more from our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath, who's in Headford. First of all, Pat, people have been leaving tributes today at the crash site.
Yeah, the meteorological conditions here, Brian, mirror the mood because it's just a grey, dull day here with persistent rains throughout the day, and it, I suppose, epitomises in some way the sense of sadness and grief around North Galway and South Mayo in the aftermath of this tragedy. At the crash scene this morning, people have been arriving in ones and twos on their own, just stopping and paying their respects, some of them leaving flowers. There's a single candle there, some Easter eggs left at the site of the crash, a tree on a road just leading to the N84 between Galway and Castlebar, and it's I suppose classmates and friends of the victims, a way for them to express their grief and to try and process the loss that these communities are experiencing right now.
What's the latest, Pat, on the condition of the two children in hospital?
That's a 13-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl. We understand that the condition of the 13-year-old boy improved overnight. His injuries aren't thought to be life-threatening, and the 14-year-old girl is still in a serious condition. Both of them are in University Hospital Galway, where they were taken in the aftermath of the crash yesterday morning. Both of them still there this afternoon.
Presentation College Headford, where all four teenagers were students, is providing supports for the school community. What's been happening there today?
From 11 o'clock today, the school opened its doors. Of course, it's Easter holidays, so students are off all week long. But schools have critical incident plans in place. There are detailed guidelines from the Department of Education for what to do in the event that a tragedy like this befalls a school community, and they deal with it under all sorts of headings, including road traffic accidents. And those services were triggered last night following a meeting of the school management team, and they involve teaching staff just being there to meet with children and their parents, and also NEPS psychologists from the Department of Education are in attendance. They provide, I suppose, supports to the schools in the critical incident. It's described as those incidents ranging from the death of a member of the school community through illness or accidental death or serious injury. So the students are being brought through, I suppose, the initial stages of how to try and process the loss.
Finally, Pat, parents and guardians of children in the school and generally in Headford are being encouraged today to monitor their children's use of social media in relation to all of this. Now, what's the concern there?
This relates to, I suppose, the widespread use in the first instance of social media by teenagers, Brian, and there are a number of elements to that. In a letter to parents last night, the school asked parents and guardians to monitor children's use of social media in the coming days, to engage with them about the material they view, and to emphasise the need for them to be extremely sensitive and careful about what they post. There is, I suppose, in the first instance, that's a child safety issue, to ensure that they're not exposed to material or images that may be upsetting to them, or stuff that would be related to the tragedy that might cause them further upset. But there is also a concern about the use of social media in several parts of the country, I understand, in which challenges are being put down and teenagers are challenging other teenagers to undertake a range of different activities. This is to the forefront at this point in time right here.
Very good. Pat McGrath in Headford in County Galway this lunchtime. Thank you for that.